The biggest lines I was aware of at 7 when the polls closed were on campus. And of course, the rule is if you're in the polling place at 7 o'clock, you get to vote. We don't throw people out of the polling places at 7 o'clock. And the cause of the lines right at 7 o'clock was election day registration, which requires our election judges to have the voter complete a voter registration form, and then they need an ID check for two forms of ID, including a local address. That slows the process down. At one polling place on campus, we had a couple hundred people in line at 7 o'clock. I went there, took some extra judges, some extra supplies, and we spent 90 minutes processing those several hundred voters, and we finally finished the last one about 8:45, I think.
So this was registration of students?
This was election day registration, grace period registration. It was primarily University of Illinois students who were registering and voting all on election day, and that's a process. There is no fast way to do it. It slows things down.
An argument against such a thing, or is it just, you know, it
no,
happens?
No, I think the demand today demonstrates people appreciate the service being available. I think what also was apparent today is that people were very gracious and very patient, and they understood that because they needed to register and they had waited until the last day, they were okay with waiting a little while to do it. I don't think anybody anticipated a 60,000 vote election for a primary, you know, 50% higher than the record turnout we'd ever seen in Champaign County. So you combine incredible record-breaking turnout with a brand new law that's in place for the first time and election judges who are using these procedures for the first time. Absolutely, we had some lines.
And did I read you ran out of ballots?
Well, we don't run out of ballots. We have delays sometimes where people have to wait for us to print extra ballots and bring them to them, but we never run out. Running out to me is when we have no other option and we have to tell the voter, I'm sorry, you cannot have a ballot for this election and you have to go home. That doesn't happen in Champaign County. Sometimes we have to tell them more ballots are on the way. It may take 10 minutes to get here. In some cases, some people have told me anecdotally they waited an hour for extra ballots today. I haven't been able to verify that. If that's the case, obviously that's my responsibility and I'm sorry for that. I think what happened was we lost phones here on the Brookins campus for most of the day. I don't think they're up right now, as a matter of fact. And so polling places, as they were running short of ballots, couldn't call us here at the office and let us know. And so that delayed us delivering some of those extra ballots to polling places much longer than I would have liked.
Do you know how late, like, the last students had to leave those places or when they're finally done?
I think we processed the last voter at SDRP at about 8:45.
What's SDRP?
Student Dining and Residential Programs. It's the new dining facility at Six Pack. I thought, heading into this, we might hit 2008 levels, which was the Barack Obama Hillary Clinton primary election. We exceeded that by 50%. So that was a 40,000 vote election. We'll probably be close to 60,000 votes for this one.
Sanders was just here campaigning. That maybe played a role in
the
that.
The presidential role in both parties drove huge turnout. Huge Republican turnout, huge Democratic turnout. We were printing and running extra ballots all day long. We talked before the election. We encouraged voters, if they were ready to vote, election day registration is going to cause lines on election day. If you're prepared to vote, take advantage of early voting, vote by mail if you want to avoid lines on election day. And boy, it was more prescient than we knew. It really did cause some lines today. Certainly, we did not have a perfect election. We're in no position to, you know, say that we had a great election and some other jurisdiction had a bad election. I'm grateful that we handled it as well as we did. We have a really good team of staff and election judges. This election and the chaos that you saw around the state of Illinois in various election jurisdictions is a direct result of, you know, the rules for elections in Illinois have constantly changed over the last 6 or 8 years, and the legislature has continued to ask us to do more and more, and our election judges are required to do more and more, and it's getting to the point where it's causing long lines and backups and things to move very slowly. So what we're going to do in Champaign County is reevaluate everything. We're going to continue to emphasize early voting and voting by mail for those voters who are prepared, because Election Day, I think, in November, we're going to have long lines again, and we're going to have lots of people taking advantage of Election Day registration, and we can send an extra 200 or 300 election judges out to the polls if we can find them, but it still is going to take a significant amount of time to process those registrations at the polling place.